Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of podcast with me, Russell Davis. A client recently said something that really struck me, and I thought it was a really interesting and profound kind of use of words when she said she felt like an alien. And what she meant by that was she felt alone and she felt different to everyone else, that she didn't feel she really belonged in society. And it really rung true for me on our journey how it did feel alone, because a lot of people don't really understand how it feels. We felt more alone because our friends were having children, they're moving on with their lives, and really felt like we were being left behind in some ways, and it didn't really fit into their new lives. And it can feel like being an alien. That was really insightful. So how can we feel less like an alien? How can you feel like you do fit in? How can you feel less alone on this journey? Well, let's dive in and explore that together in this week's episode. One of my clients recently talked about a feeling of being an alien. She felt like being an alien. She felt alone. She didn't feel like she fitted in, and thus felt like an alien. That was a really insightful word to use. And when she said that, it really struck a chord, because I could really see on our journey how I felt the same. We felt the same. How our friends were having children and was moving on with life, kind of moving into a different stage of life, and it felt like we were being left behind. It felt like we didn't truly belong into their world, we didn't truly understand their world. How they're moving into a new world of NCT groups and new friends or other mothers, other parents, and it just felt quite isolating, as if almost we're being left behind and didn't truly fit in. And there's social gatherings often we try to avoid because it don't feel comfortable. We don't want to be there surrounded by children or more and more events being so kind of child-centric, even it's kind of christenings and things like that. And it felt it very hard to feel like we kind of belonged in those places and in the group almost. We knew our friends loved us and cared for us, but it just felt like, it just felt different, and it felt like we were more alone on our journey. And I want to recognise actually that feeling of being alone or feeling of not fitting in. We're not fitting in as a judgment, it's a thought. We judge, we don't fit in. It's our judgments, our thinking about it. And it feels lonely. It feels like we're alone. And it's recognising that feeling, again, comes from our thinking, the story we're telling ourselves. It doesn't come from the circumstances. Your circumstances may be different to all your friends. You may feel like the odd one out. That's your feeling about the situation. It's not the circumstance. You know, some people may choose to be childless, may not have an issue with it. Just show up and just don't have that kind of thinking around it that we may have. So it's our thinking creates our experience of the circumstances, not the circumstances itself. If it was the circumstances, they would never feel different until the circumstances change, but sometimes it feels better than others. Sometimes we feel less alone than other times. So it's recognising these feelings we have, they're natural, they're human, you're not bad or wrong for feeling them. Let's make that clear. You're not bad or wrong for feeling them. You can't choose your feelings. They're just going to show up. They show up spontaneously. You don't choose your feelings. You can't control your feelings. They really are like the weather system. So it's not your fault you feel these. You're not bad or wrong for feeling this way. It just is what it is. It's loving yourself in it. loving yourself in it. You don't choose these thoughts, you don't choose these feelings. And they probably came from childhood, to be honest. It feels like you're living in the experience of these circumstances, and they're quite maybe not extreme, but clear circumstances. But our feelings, our memories being projected into the future. We're bringing past thinking. We look at the current, this present moment through our thinking, through our memories. That creates our experience, and we project that into the future. So often, a lot of my clients and this client that shared this, and I can relate to this, was as a child, she didn't feel like she belonged. As a child, she didn't feel she was truly part of the family. She felt she was treated differently. As a child, I didn't feel I belonged because my mum almost emotionally abandoned me. It's like I wasn't wanted. It's like she wasn't interested in me. I didn't feel like I belonged in this family unit. I was constantly striving to do the right thing, to be seen, to be acknowledged, to feel safe within the tribe. Maybe it's not the family unit. Maybe it's the friendship circle at school, in the playground. Don't feel like you belong into a social group. Or being picked on or even bullied. There's all sorts of things that happen as a child. We start to not feel like we belong or don't fit in. And thus we can feel quite alone. And even though we're no longer those children in that situation, the thoughts that we pick up at that point, the thoughts about ourselves and life, we start to create in those circumstances, can become thought habits. That unconsciously we still, in some way, believe that. And maybe we do enough, maybe in our careers and other areas of life, to compensate for that so it doesn't become so prevalent, so strong. But this fertility journey can be like a magnifier, an amplifier of these things, these limiting thoughts and beliefs. So you're not living an experience of your circumstances. You're living the experience of your memories and projecting that into the future. So maybe as a child you didn't feel like you belonged. Maybe as a child you didn't feel like you fitted in. That's what you're experiencing. It's almost the circumstances are triggering these memories. But it looks like it's the circumstance because the thinking, the way we do this, like wearing a pair of glasses, it happens so unconsciously. In a nanosecond, we're not aware we're applying this thinking to these situations, these circumstances. It happens so spontaneously, so unconsciously. It really looks like and feels like we're feeling the circumstances. But perhaps a part of you is aware that maybe, yeah, you haven't felt like you truly fitted in. You crave or you work hard, you strive to do the right things to feel like you fit in, whether it's at work or in family, life. And that's what's about Project You versus Project Baby. We take a step back and find these threads and deal with these threads. You start to feel better about yourself and life and have a different relationship with yourself and life, for life as a whole, not just your fertility journey, in life as a whole. And for me, that's the true gift of this journey, that you become more the you you want to be in life as a whole and in the future. You become the you you want to be now. You become the parent you want to be. You create the life you want beyond even having a baby. So perhaps you can start to see this. I wouldn't wish this journey upon anyone. It's challenging. It's horrible. It throws up all these emotions. It's full of pain and anguish and disappointment. I'm not saying it's easy. Perhaps you can start to see maybe some of the gifts in this as an opportunity for you to know you're okay, for who you are. That maybe some of these emotions being thrown up is a signal to, hey, maybe it's something you let go of. Maybe there's something you're attaching to you from childhood you can let go of. Maybe using it as a prompt to say, what's within this? What's within me that's creating this experience? Because it's not our circumstances that create our experience, it's us. How are we creating this experience? What's the story we're bringing into this? We may have had in the back of our mind that story in lots of areas of our lives. This is really an opportunity for you to be free from those old stories. Freedom is a real gift in this. Freedom just to be you. To know you're okay. To know you're loved and accepted. And you're not alone. You do belong. You do belong. And whether you have to change tribe and find a new tribe, there's a tribe out there. You do belong in this world. It's a birthright. When was the last time you looked at a baby and thought they didn't belong? This is who you are. Your soul belongs because you're part of this world. You're made of this energy behind life that hangs life together. You belong. And it's not until sometimes we really can see that and claim that we can really start creating the life from that place of belonging. It's a place to come from, not a place to get to. It's a place to come from, not a place to get to. So I wonder what it is, the stories you're holding from childhood, from early life, that maybe you can let go of, that this fertility journey is starting to point you towards. I wonder what it is, you can begin to see how this is a gift for your Project You. The more you focus on Project You, Project Baby takes more care of itself. So I hope over this the next few weeks, you maybe just contemplate over the next week, just the next week, just contemplate this idea. That maybe there's thoughts and beliefs you're bringing into this, that maybe it's time to let go of them. And if it's time for you to let go of these, if it's time for you to do your project journey, you want me to help, just reach out. Just reach out. Website, it's thefertilemind.net. Contact me via my website. Just reach out or respond to an email if you get my emails. This is what I do. Help people feel free to be themselves, to know they're okay for who they are, to have a sense of belonging, okayness, and to create their life, including their family, from that space. Creating the container you want to bring your family into. A container of belonging. Container of love. Loving you.